Hello and welcome into the Sight and Sound Technology Podcast. My name is Stuart Lawler. It's great to be back after a little while. This is episode number 46. You can send an email to podcast@sightandsound.co.uk if you'd like to get in touch with us. We always love to hear from you, and we thank you for the ongoing feedback that we get for our shows. Now, coming up on today's programme, there's a new Android app that's taking the world by storm. We'll be hearing about VoxMate from its founder, Gleb Zevsko. And if you're thinking of upgrading to Windows 11, hang on just a little bit longer. Lovely to be back with you. It feels a little bit long. Oh, dear. I clearly haven't been doing this for a while. It feels a little bit, I think, since we've put out a podcast. That's because we were doing a whole load of virtual events during the month of August. We had a great series of events with our colleagues from Vispero as part of the Home User Program Week. They're all available on the podcast feed if you want to go listen. Eric Damery, Matt Ader, Ron Miller. And then, of course, we had our tech surgery with Ash Cross and Stuart Beveridge, of course, who's from Seascape. And we can't forget the very first session that's also on the podcast page, where Ruth Gallagher Carr from Sight and Sound, our tech support and services manager, joined me. And it was great to catch up with Ruth as well and just launch the whole thing. It was a really busy week. And then we did a whole series of shows or tutorials, which are also available as podcasts on our BrailleSense 6 device, getting to know your new BrailleSense 6. Those have proven really popular. And we do want to expand on those and continue with some more training. So if you're using the BrailleSense 6 and you have suggestions or there's things you'd like us to take a look at, send us an email, podcast@sightandsound.co.uk or sales@sightandsound.co.uk. Either of them will be pointed in my direction. Now, Windows 11 is going to be released in a couple of weeks. I believe it's sometime around the 21st of October that this is coming. And of course, it builds on the huge success of Windows 10. And I think new computers or computers that have been around for the last couple of years will be upgradable. The upgrade will be free for those people who are on Windows 10. One of the things we're getting asked a lot, and I know our tech support team are getting a lot of calls around this, is, you know, what's going to happen? Can I upgrade? I want to upgrade now, because, of course, you can go and get some of the pre-release versions right now if you want. And we're asking people, and I'm really making this appeal on behalf of my colleagues in tech support who are fielding a lot of calls and trying to manage a lot of expectation at the moment. We're asking people just to hold off a little for a little while. And that's actually because we're trying to test this as well and make sure that the assistive technologies that we provide and support and train on are going to work with Windows 11. We have no reason to believe they're not, by the way, but we just want to make sure that we are able to optimally support you. Because remember, the tech support team will not only be supporting Windows 11, but everything else before it and all our technology in the way that they do. And we want to make sure we do it right. So bear with us for the next couple of weeks. I will catch up with Ash and Ruth from tech support, I think, over the next couple of weeks, because I want to understand better what they're doing and what their thought process is on Windows 10 and where we might be sitting on that. But bear with us. It is very much on our radar, as much as it's on the radar of all our listeners. We're working hard. Stick with us, and we'll be back to you about that very shortly. Over the last little while, I came across or became aware of an app called VoxMate. It's been getting a bit of traction on social media and in a couple of the blindness-related news sources, and thought it'd be really interesting to find out a bit about it. So I'm joined by Gleb Zevsko, who really is the man behind VoxMate, and he's in Estonia. Gleb, good morning and welcome to the podcast.
Hi, Stuart. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you. Listen, you're in Tallinn, is that correct?
Oh, that's right.
I spent a lovely couple of days in Tallinn about, 12 years ago, maybe. It's a lovely city.
How'd you like it?
I loved it. Really nice food, lovely restaurants. The weather was fantastic. Got the ferry over from Helsinki, actually. It was really, really nice.
No, it's an amazing city. Medieval and all that.
Yeah, beautiful place. Listen, we'll talk about Voxmate in a sec and kind of what you've been doing. And I know it's been a bit of a journey for you, because I think you and I spoke a long time ago, and then, you know, there were some other things happening for you. But just before that, will you tell me a little bit about yourself and your connection to sort of developing something for people who are visually impaired? Because you're not blind, you're not.
No.
So how did it all start for you?
Well, it started about 3 years ago when my girlfriend, we were building the company together, her and I, her father started losing vision, first in one eye, and then it progressed kind of rapidly to the second eye. And when he was hospitalized and they were trying to save the second eye, we were all, you know, all worked up about it. We tried to help him as best we could. We tried to figure out if... you know, he was really into books, and we put audiobooks and small MP3 players, cheap MP3 players. We bought a bunch of them, and so he could switch out books like that. And he's into news, he's into all sorts of stuff, and we tried to figure out how we could make that stuff available. So we brought it in as best we could, and then we tried buying him an iPad with VoiceOver, and it just didn't go so well. It was very hard for him to learn. First, we had to learn VoiceOver. And I was very surprised how difficult it was for me. I'm a tech-savvy person. So I remember I was going on a flight between Tallinn and Berlin. And I was basically just trying to figure out how to turn music on and off, you know, in the blind. And it was really hard to do. So it didn't surprise me that much that it was hard for him to pick up. And we decided, okay, so let's look around what exists. We tried a bunch of stuff, but ultimately we decided that we should make something ourselves to help him primarily. And the original version, it was a Raspberry Pi with a numpad on it, and he could go around with a numpad and listen to a book or so. But then we quickly thought, well, maybe we should make a product out of it, and decided to go with phones. And Android phones in particular, because they allow such freedom on the device. You could, and now Voxmate can, you know, make phone calls, send SMS messages, things like that. And it's a cool platform to get started.
It's very interesting how you came to this. And, you know, I suppose you're not the first person who a personal circumstance in their life, maybe a connection with vision impairment or a friend or family member, has sort of motivated them to go off and do something. And I'm kind of curious, just to take you back to the whole kind of iPad experience. You were obviously trying to operate it from the perspective of a blind person. You said you found it quite difficult. So presumably you were then thinking, hang on, there has to be a gesture set, because a lot of what Voxmate is built around very, very simple gestures, which we'll talk about in a sec. There has to be a gesture set that's easier, because I think you're right. Some of the iOS gestures, if you haven't done it before, and I don't mind saying, I've said it before in the show, I struggled with iOS in the beginning. It's not easy. Sure, it's not.
I personally didn't struggle with the gestures. For me, the gestures were easy enough to remember, and it actually made sense on some level. For me, the biggest gap in understanding was the exploratory interface. If you're like, you have to kind of intune that there should be a button here or there. And of course, over you know, if you give it enough time, you will start making that leap. But if you're visually inclined, and you know, a lot of people are, in the sense that they lose vision very late in life, you get the visual cue for the interface in a particular way. It's usually very bright. It's usually very, you know, inviting. And we also complain about visual interfaces where the visual cue to do something, like let's say the play button, is not really obvious. We say, oh, it's a bad interface. And because at a glance, you cannot really see that the button is there, and it doesn't really invite you to do the next thing properly. And so with exploratory interfaces, you have to guess where the button is. You have to guess a lot of things. And I mean, I am a developer, so you know, I should be guessing more or less correctly, most of the time, one would think. But it was very difficult. And I cannot really blame anybody having trouble with VoiceOver and exploratory interfaces in particular. And of course, the gestures as well. We've got a lot of comments from our users. So just for context, Voxmeet uses four gestures to get around. Pretty much up, down, left, and right gets you most of the way across. But we get a lot of comments from our users that, this is simpler. I like it. Even users who are very comfortable with VoiceOver and TalkBack sometimes enjoy this laid back approach. And of course, if you're just learning to use something, four gestures and a promise that you can do quite a lot is a good one.
Just going back to your girlfriend's dad for a sec, because you were designing something and you wanted it to be simple, because I'm thinking when people are losing their vision and maybe they're a little bit older, they don't want to spend loads of time learning a new platform. They want something that is going to very quickly, for example, let them read their audio books. So was that where this four gestures came from? Let's make this thing as simple as we can.
All right. Well, I agree with you. People don't want to, they want to get to the content as quickly as possible, right? And where the four gestures came from is actually, it's pretty silly. Before this, I was working in an IVR company, and we were doing, phone systems, press one to do this, press two to do that. And I guess that kind of thing is a little bit ingrained, and you kind of see the world in this tree-like structure where you kind of, narrow down to whatever it is you're actually looking for. And so that's how we kind of thought about it initially. Like we have two features, let's make them, as easily accessible as possible. And then nothing really said that four gestures were going to carry us. Like we were just experimenting at that point. And then downstream, we found that we could express quite a lot with the four gestures. And it was a positive experience for everybody.
Just give me a sense of, because somebody who might install this on their Android handset. So first of all, maybe just to talk about phones that maybe are supported and versions of Android that are supported, and people who might have handsets that might be a couple of years old running TalkBack, will they have success installing Voxmeet, or what versions of Android do you recommend?
We think that most phones today, bought last couple of years will work fine. And, for us, it's like important to give people that option because, maybe you have an old phone lying around somewhere. We support phones from Android 7 and up. And that's like 80% of phones out there. So it's pretty liberal in that regard. The only thing that you have to be mindful of is your phone has to be, it has to have the Google suite of applications installed, and the app will tell you if something is missing, and it'll let you know where to get it. But apart from that, it should be fine and easy. We envision this in many situations that somebody else will set it up for you, and we have a portal to go alongside the main application that helps
remote assistance.
You could help. Right. You could, for example, if you're setting this up for your grandma, let's say, and she wants a particular radio station that's missing at the moment from her list, you could add a radio station through a portal.
Okay. Mm. So the app gets installed on the phone. Does that replace the traditional Android launcher in that when you turn on your phone, does Voxmeet come up as your default app and let you use the phone through Voxmeet?
This is a premium feature. If you want to, yes. If you want to use it as an app, then you can just use it as an app and it'll just pop up when you want it. If you want it to replace your launcher, that's also possible. Then it'll also give you access to all of your applications. And you can even replace the dialer and the SMS handler with Voxmeet. But currently, when you just install it, it won't jump into your system and take it over. You'll have to opt into that.
Okay. Can you take us through the functionality of the app then, if we were to just open it without having configured it as the launcher, just, I guess, after installing?
Okay. So the thing to kind of, we have like 20 applications. Voxmeet is an app platform first. It's we've created a way to make applications on top of Voxmate, and that's really what we've done. But it's not really interesting for the users. Right now, Voxmate has about 20 applications that are interesting to the user, and we can't go through all of them, but let me just name a few. So we have news, we have podcasts, we have audiobooks, we have radio, we have basic text recognition, so OCR, we had a COVID tracking app, we have file player, we have games like Sudoku, we have multiplayer games, we have resource center apps, and you know, all sorts of stuff. And if you want to read the news, for example, you would go, Voxmate would say Voxmate, and then you would go up and down between, you know, sections. One section is entertainment. You would swipe into the entertainment section, then it'll give you the option for world news. Then you'll swipe there, and if you have some news provider pinned that you like, you'll see that news provider or our entire list. And then you can go and pick a provider that you like, and then you'll get there. You know, top stories today, and you can be reading, you know, listening to the news within like four or five swipes, and it's, you know, very intuitive. So we've been to the Site Village event in UK, and we given Voxmate, you know, for people to try around. And to my surprise, back then we were really worried that we've created something that only you know, geeks could use. But to my surprise, it went really well, with, you know, a little bit older people. The Voxmate works worst with sighted people. That's a little observation we've made so far. If we show it to somebody who's used to visual interfaces, and they get really confused really easy. But people who are visually impaired, they have I think they have some sort of patience.
And are you using the TalkBack screen reader to help navigation, or does Voxmate have its own sort of inbuilt text-to-speech for all these applications?
Voxmate is self-voicing,
okay.
Meaning that it will do everything on its own. And we did this because we wanted to introduce a concept of multiple voices. So there's a voice, a women's voice for... And this is by default. You can change everything if you like. But there's a woman's voice for like informational things, and there's a man's voice for... contextual things, and you can kind of, if you're trying to find your way, maybe you'd focus a little bit on the woman's voice, and if you're trying to listen to the news, maybe you focus a little bit on the man's voice.
That's because women are great at giving direction, Seb. That's why. was that what you picked?
No, we picked it that way because we picked a bunch of voices that we liked.
Okay.
And the woman's voice was the first one that we liked.
Okay. Well, who's the... And please, by the way, please jump in and correct me if I'm wrong here, because I'm going to... And I don't like making an assumption, so do jump in. Because am I correct in saying that the target market for this are people who, you know, maybe haven't used a mobile phone before or need to access information quickly, maybe a little bit older, who are transitioning... I'm going back to, I suppose, the thought of your girlfriend's father. Is it something that maybe someone's going to take out with them to use GPS or to sort of manage a lot of emails? Who's the target audience?
Well, the target audience, I think, are people who are struggling with voiceover and TalkBack. And struggling maybe is an ugly word. Because a lot of our users today, they kind of... They can use anything out there, but sometimes they just prefer a nicer interface. So we have this kind of split personality. On one hand, we want to be this stepping stone for people learning, you know, TalkBack. And as they just get on the platform, you just lost vision your first day. What would you do? I think Voxmate is a great solution for that type of person who's just dealing with vision loss. But then if you're already comfortable with TalkBack, you can find something in Voxmate. So Voxmate has a little bit for everybody. Recently, everybody's asking me, when will I update the next, release the next version of the Reddit client? And, you know, people who want to just browse Reddit in a pain-free way, that they don't want to listen to all the noise that the... you know, TalkBack or voiceover generates when you're just, you know, running around Reddit. And this is what we promise the more advanced users. We promise less noise, and we promise a little bit more streamlined interface. We also have a bunch of things that nobody has. We have, for example, the audio forum. And in the audio forum, you can ask a question about VoxMate. You can make a suggestion. You can also just have a chat with somebody. So we have all these kind of different ideas of what VoxMate could be. It could be become a gaming platform. It could become, a social platform for blind and VI people. But today it's just an entertainment platform.
It's actually very exciting. I was looking at the website last night and I was watching the video. I think it's about a 90-second video. I highly recommend people watch it because it gives a really nice overview. I kind of came away from it going, I know exactly what that does now. And it's very, very well done. I wish I had an Android phone to install it on, which kind of brings me to my next question, Zeb. You're probably sick of being asked, but we have to ask it. Any chance of iOS in the future?
Yeah, there is a chance of iOS in the future. So iOS restricts the space in which we can operate a lot. And I'm not just talking about, taking over the dialer or taking over the app launcher, things like that are obviously restricted on iOS. But there are more restrictions and heavier. Right now, we are exploring the option because you're right. Everybody's asking me about the iOS version. And we're definitely going to explore a way to make. It's not going to be, we cannot include everything that we do on Android, but maybe 90% can be ported over. And we're exploring how we can do this next 6 months, something like that.
Now, people, obviously, you need to make a living out of this. So the app is not, I know there's a couple of different sort of steps in terms of subscriptions and what you get. Do you want to just talk us through what they are? And my understanding from the website, and this podcast will go live very shortly, when I say very shortly, so at time of recording, there are some offers around subscriptions. I don't know how long they'll be available for, so I suppose people should go to voxmate.com if you hear this and you want to find out more. But do you want to just talk us through the current pricing?
So right now we're running a early access offer deal at 75% reduced pricing. And it's something like €3.50 per month to get the app. And I recommend people get the deal because it helps us enormously. Because with people subscribing, we can go to VCs and tell them, look, we're growing, we're doing this thing, and get quite a bit of a boost. So if you support this idea, I recommend you subscribe, even at this, even if it doesn't quite work out with all the bells and whistles. But you just get it from Google Play and install it on your phone. It'll ask you if you'd like to get a subscription. You can try the free version first, and the free version is very liberal. It gives you hours and hours of free use. It'll nag you a little bit sometimes, but you can get a sense of the application. But if you do want to support us, I recommend getting a subscription.
Do you ever sit, maybe, I don't know, when you're going through development stages, and or maybe late at night you're sitting and you're having a glass of something, and you kind of say, my God, if my girlfriend's father hadn't started losing his vision, I might have never gone down this road. I might have never made access to a whole host of blind and low vision people. Does that ever strike you? Because it's a completely by accident thing, isn't it?
Well, I don't think the universe organizes itself like the way. I think it just lays a path in front of you, and you have to be ready and accepting of it. Mm-hmm. And if you just walk the path that's laid in front of you, interesting things will happen.
Mm-hmm. What are people, I know there's some lovely quotes on the website on voxmate.com that people should go and check out, but what are people saying to you about maybe how it's changed how they access information and use a mobile device?
Well, a lot of our users today are quite advanced users, so from their point of view, they just mostly like the promise of the application, because we are creating these new mini apps on VoxMate, and people get excited about those. But from their point of view, they're mostly interested in how neat the content is organized. But I think our core users, people who are struggling with TalkBack, they get a lot more out of the application. And so there are quotes on the website if you're interested in that sort of thing.
Okay. So people should check out voxmate.com, loads of information there. Voxmate on the Google Play Store. As you said, you can have access to the free version for a long number of hours, and then do sign up to some of the payment plans because, as you said, Lev, I suppose ultimately people signing up to the payment plans is going to make this thing either flow or not float or not, because I guess you want to continue. I'm sure you've loads of ideas outside of a version for the iPhone. I'm sure there's lots of other things in the pipeline, but these things need money to make them happen, don't they?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. Lev, it's been lovely to chat to you. Well done. Thank you for innovating. I always think it's great to talk to innovators and people who are really doing interesting things for the benefit of the blind and low vision community worldwide. So thank you for being another innovator amongst many. I look forward to keeping in touch with you and seeing what happens to Voxmate. I will get it on an Android device soon, and I do look forward to the iOS version as well. But for the moment, Seb, thanks for chatting to us, and we'll keep in touch.
Thank you, Stuart. Thanks for having me.
And that was Gleb Zevsko there catching up with me. Thoroughly enjoyed that chat with Gleb. He's a real innovator, isn't he? And I always think it's interesting how family circumstance leads people to do things. What would have happened if that had not occurred? You know, it's just really interesting. But anyway, check it out. Voxmate.com sounds like a great app, and it's something that I personally want to get my hands on as soon as I can. That's just about it for this edition of our show, but we'll be back very soon. Until then, stay well and stay safe. Thank you for listening from Stuart Lawler and everybody at Sight & Sound. Take care and goodbye.